Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And actually, what I should say is we're working on your financial freedom, because it's not just me. It's not just me and the mouse in my pocket. It's me and all of my Lifestyles Unlimited colleagues that stay in contact with me during the week. Yeah, they give me ideas for radio shows. They contact me. They ask me questions about certain things. Maybe they're looking for my opinion on something because they feel that maybe I'm best qualified to help them find the answer they're looking for. And that's all part of the culture that I enjoy at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I have made so many friends through the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I can't count them all. I really can't count them all. And I'm not interested in doing the math to figure that out. And I know those of you that excelled in math in college, and I didn't, know there's a formula to probably dial that in. And to be honest with you, I don't care what the number is. I just want that number to continue to grow. I want the number to get bigger every day, because trust me, there are people in the Lifestyles Unlimited culture that are my go-to people. Yeah, I have go-to people. You heard me correctly. I don't do this all by myself. Look, I may sound like I know everything about real estate, but I don't. I'll just be upfront and honest with you. I don't know everything about everything. Like, for instance, if you ask me a question about, hey, man, I'm getting ready to turn 59 and a half, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to pull my money out of my IRA. Well, I actually get that question asked to me fairly routinely. And you know what I tell people? I say, I'm not your guy. I'm not your guy to help you understand that, because part of it is I don't fully understand all those IRAs and stuff. And here's the other thing. I don't own any of those. As a matter of fact, the last time I owned any of those, I was in my 30s. You heard me correctly. I was in my 30s. I don't own any of that stuff. So if you came to me and you said, hey, Al, I really need your guidance and your feedback on what I should do now that I'm 55 and a half and I'm getting ready to take money out of that IRA, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask who else you know in Lifestyles Unlimited that maybe I know. And if I know that that person has walked a mile in the shoes you're about ready to put on, I'm going to dial you in. As a matter of fact, I will go one better. I will absolutely go one better. I will ask the individual that I'm thinking about if I can connect the two of you, because I would rather have you have a solid conversation with somebody that understands exactly what you're attempting to do than take it third hand from me. Now, I can tell you how that process works, but I don't understand the emotional pieces of it, because there's some emotion involved with doing what we're talking about, tapping into that IRA at the age of 59 and a half. Maybe you're thinking, that is a terrible idea. That is a terrible idea. After all, the government gave us the IRA so that we could do certain things with it, either pre-tax or post-tax, depending on what flavor you've got. And if you're like everybody, you got a little bit of both because you want to be balanced, right? You want to be covered, right? Okay. I just don't think the IRAs are the way to go. As a matter of fact, I think you need to get your money out. I will tell you that your money will work better for you in real estate than it's working for you in that IRA right now. And I don't care what the stock market is doing. I don't care that, you know, it's never been better for somebody to be invested in the stock market. But I will tell you this. You do not know what that stock market will do. You do not know how inflation might affect that stock market. You do not know the bigger scheme of the stock market. You're just investing your money there, and you pretty much are on cruise control. You're on cruise control. The money goes in. Maybe once in a while, you got a little app on your phone or on your computer, and you check to see how that bad boy is doing. And as long as that bad boy is not acting bad, you're pretty happy, right? But what happens if, say, in a month from now, the market corrects on you? What if it does worse than correct? What if it crashes on you? What if we see a 40% drop in the stock market that takes a very long time to recover? Because that's the behavior of the stock market. It really is the behavior of the stock market. My point is this. When you have people that are a part of your inner circle, that are part of a community that you belong to, you get to know these people. You get to really understand their strengths and their particular weaknesses when it comes to investing. And more importantly, you start to understand that they have very significant messages that they are trying to convey to everybody else, depending on where they are in their particular journey. I know this just got real confusing on you, didn't it? Okay, so let me just break it down for you. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we tell our members, when you become a member, we're going to get you focused on achieving retirement in the next 5 years. Not 50 years, not 30 years, 5 years. Now, I will be upfront and honest with you, and I will tell you, not everybody does it in 5 years. Some people, they do it a lot faster because of where they're starting and the resources that they have. Other people, they get it done right at that five-year mark. Some people, they need a little extra time. And it doesn't matter which avenue you go down. You go down the avenue that's right for your situation. It's absolutely right for your situation. And I'm here to tell you, 5 years from now, you can achieve retirement, which is completely different than what you're doing right now. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you an idea that Daniel sent me. You remember Daniel? He's one of those buddies that contacts me. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, as promised, I will focus on an email that was sent to me by Daniel. Now, you've heard Daniel's name before. Daniel is one of those guys that I communicate with through email. We've created a relationship, and I like to consider him a friend. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, if Daniel were standing in a room with three other people, and I didn't know the three other people, I wouldn't know which guy was Daniel. To be honest with you, I don't know what Daniel's face looks like. I don't know that I've actually seen him face to face, but I don't think that's really important. I really don't think that's important because we communicate effectively with each other. As a matter of fact, one of the things that was on Daniel's mind, and I would say also on his heart, is other people. You know, it's interesting when Daniel communicates with me about his journey. He is on a journey to retirement, and he's getting pretty close. He's getting really close to that culmination event that will cause him to effectively be retired. But as he reflects back and he thinks about what he had done for his entire life. And he thinks about the fact that he wants other people to not necessarily go through some of the rough patches that he went through. He would like people to also understand that you too could join Lifestyles Unlimited and you could get the results you're looking for. So let me just share with you what Daniel says. Say, hey, Al, although I'm well on my way to retirement through passive income that comes from real estate investments, I am still working. Yeah, Daniel's still working. He is still working. He's getting close to not being working, but let me get back to his email. One day this week, I got into my car and I drove to work, and it took me an hour and a half to drive 4 miles. Trust me, I'm going off script here. I know for a fact you have experienced what Daniel just wrote about. As a matter of fact, I have experienced that, and it is so frustrating to me to have to experience that. But let me get back to the why, as Daniel put it. He said, they closed down the entire feeder road to one of the major freeways, and it was awful. Yeah, sometimes the highway people don't necessarily call you and let you know, hey, we're going to do something that's going to mess up your day. Sorry. They don't even bother to tell you that. You just get in your car, and then you find out as you're moving down the road, right? Well, getting back to Daniel's email. He said, then when I got to work, I sat in my cubicle. I worked for a while. I had lunch. I worked some more. Then I went home. That drive made me reflect a little bit on what most working people experience. Okay, you see where it's coming from with Daniel? You're hearing it, right? He actually has a heart for other people. Getting back to Daniel, though. They get up, sit in their cubicle, work, go home. Sometimes they will take a vacation, but that is pretty much it. On the weekends, they rest a little and devote some time to the family, but they have very little, quote unquote, me time. I've been doing that routine for a long time. That's what Daniel says. Then he says, there's 168 hours in a week. Although I work roughly 40 hours a week, I allocate close to 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, just to work. That's because I commute. That's because I don't have a whole lot of time for anything else. Now, some folks work from home and they have no commute, and some folks drive a lot farther than I do. But wouldn't it be nice to stay at home and just read the newspaper or read a book? Aren't there projects around the house that you would just like to do? And I'll tell you, I'm going to read you exactly what Daniel wrote. I didn't write this. Nobody at Lifestyles Unlimited wrote this. Daniel wrote this. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you methods for creating cash flow from investments in residential real estate. Most people can say goodbye to the commute and the cubicle in 2 to 5 years. And that was Daniel. That was Daniel sharing with you information you need to hear. See, Daniel's also in the Gets It Club. He is really close to stepping away from that J-O-B. And I know he is probably wrestling with the concept of, okay, when I can do it, do I do it? I mean, I would be walking away from the salary, but I'd also be walking away from 50 plus hours a week doing stuff for somebody else, as opposed to using that 50 hours a week for myself and my family. And I know what Daniel's going to choose. I believe I know what Daniel's going to choose. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is. First of all, I don't want to jinx it. Second of all, I'm not a mind reader. Okay? I believe that I know where Daniel's going to go based on correspondence that I've had with Daniel. But things could change. And here's the beauty of the whole thing. He's going to get to this point, and he's so close to it. He is so close to it, where he's going to have to make a decision. He's going to have to make a decision in his life that is going to affect the remainder of his life. Yeah. And that decision point is going to be right at the time where he has enough passive income that it's exceeding his take-home pay from the JOB. And then he has to decide, what do I do now? I'll tell you, this is what I consider a very good problem. It's really a good problem because no matter which option he chooses, keep working, keep bringing in the money, use that money to buy more assets, or stop working, live off the passive income that is coming off those real estate assets, continue to manage those real estate assets, and then trade out those assets over time for additional assets. I mean, there's really no wrong answer for Daniel. It's really going to boil down to what is most important in his life and the life of his family. Because one of the things that Daniel has done, he's actually laid out his roadmap. He knows where he's trying to get to. He has been managing his roadmap since he started as a Lifestyles Unlimited member several years ago. And now that roadmap, which has not only been producing fruit along the way, is about ready to get him to that culmination point where all of his efforts create a wonderful situation in his life. Yeah, because he can tell the boss, you know what? I'm out of here. I don't want to do this anymore. Or he can tell the boss, you know what? I'm committed to you, buddy. As a matter of fact, I really don't need this job, but I appreciate the work and I love working for you. So let's make this work. When we come back from the break, insider information that's absolutely legal. Stick around.
Dell Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I'm going to turn my attention to Jerry and... I'm just going to turn my attention to Jerry. Normally, I say Jerry and Sharon because they're a married couple, but Jerry's the guy that actually emailed me, and he was sharing some thoughts about, you know, what's going on in the economy. And one of the things I like about Jerry is one of these guys. First of all, he is highly educated. Before he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, he was a very, very successful man in corporate America. But he's no longer a successful man in corporate America because he traded in that old version of himself for the new version of himself. And that new version of Jerry has Jerry operating as a multifamily investor. Not just a multifamily investor per se, he's also one of the lead investors that has been trained up through the Lifestyles Unlimited organization. We taught Jerry how to go out, find, acquire, operate, and do all the things necessary with real estate to make a really good return on your investment. And Jerry not only does that for himself and his family, he also does it for a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members, because in Lifestyles Unlimited, Jerry is considered a lead investor. That is somebody that syndicates apartment communities to other members. Now, we do it within a closed network, which is completely permissible under Securities and Exchange Commission laws and regulations. And by doing so, not only do we put together really good groupings of people because they're educated, they're at a minimum at least sophisticated. The majority of them are accredited real estate investors. They're all educated on how the process works, which is extremely helpful because when the lead investor is doing what they're doing with their deals, they're not answering silly questions about stuff that would come from somebody who's not obtained a qualified education in how to correctly invest in real estate. So, having said all that, Jerry's one of those many lead investors that we have in our organization that makes deals available to guys like me. So you might be thinking, all right, so what did Jerry share with you? Well, Jerry shared with me some thoughts regarding the economy. As a matter of fact, one of the individuals that Jerry and I, as well as a lot of other people that I know in Lifestyles Unlimited, to include Del Walmsley himself, follow is a guy by the name of Dr. Peter Linneman. Now, if you've never heard of Dr. Peter Linneman, he is a Wharton School of Business trained economist. Okay, so why does that matter? Okay, well, Wharton School of Business tends to be one of those business schools nationwide that tends to rank at the top or very close to the top year over year. Yeah, the indication is if you graduate from the Wharton School of Business, you're probably amongst the best of the best, or at least you received education that's amongst the best of the best, depending on how you did in school, right? Yeah, we know how all that works. Okay, so what else do you need to know about this Dr. Peter Linneman guy? Well, he studied under a guy by the name of Milton Friedman. Now, if you have never heard of Milton Friedman, you need to look him up. You need to look that guy up because that guy was definitely in the I Got It Figured Out Club, yeah, which is one level above my Gets It Club. Yeah, yeah, that's where I classify Milton Friedman because he's a pretty sharp guy. Well, Linneman, he's dialed into some critical metrics that drive the economy and real estate returns and values, and almost every person out there, at least that's what Jerry's telling me. Jerry's telling me that almost every prediction that Dr. Linneman made during the COVID-19 era has actually come to fruition. Yes. And his predictions for multifamily real estate are worth considering as you invest in real estate. So what Jerry's sharing with me that I'm going to share with you is some of these insights that Jerry's picked up on. Okay. And the reason we're doing this, it's because we want you to be successful. You're not against us. You're with us. You're just trying to decide how to go about doing this real estate investing stuff because all of the things that I'm telling you about are making perfect sense to you. I think they're making perfect sense to you. And as a matter of fact, when Jerry shares this, but Jerry's not live. Jerry is, he's technically Memorex because I've got his words recorded here. Yeah, you don't record words on Memorex. I know you older guys understand that was an audio tape. Younger guys are like, what is Memorex? Okay, here are the points that Jerry wants to bring out. He says, value increases in multifamily real estate are the result of capital flowing into the market, not necessarily increases in the returns that those assets are producing. He says that when throngs of investors are investing mountains of cash, prices rise. That's why you see home and apartment prices rising so rapidly. When cap rates, okay, I need to explain to you what cap rates are. So cap rates are essentially what the financial markets say a asset should produce for you as far as cash on cash returns if you bought the asset for all cash. You didn't put leverage on it. In other words, you didn't put a loan on it. So if you bought a property for, let's say, $1 million, and let's say it had a cap rate of 10%, what that tells you is that if you're operating that property correctly, you should be getting a 10% return on your money just from a cash on cash basis. So that's what cap rates are. Okay, so When cap rates fall, in other words, when cap rates go down as they get closer to zero, okay, more investors are willing to pay higher prices. Yeah, there's actually this little inversion curve thing that goes on. They're willing to settle for lower returns, and Jerry believes that that trend will continue. And I think he's pretty spot on, because I think that's exactly what happens in the marketplace outside of a Lifestyles Unlimited community. Because keep in mind, there are major institutional investors out there that buy the assets that we buy too, the multifamily assets, but they have a completely different way of operating those assets. As a matter of fact, they're willing to accept reduced returns because, well, there's a lot of things that go on with that type of investing. And maybe if you're invested in a REIT, you're invested with those kind of guys too. But in the Lifestyles Unlimited world, we invest with our peers in Lifestyles Unlimited. So as a result of that, we're looking for our owner operators to really push the gas pedal down. Yeah, I mean, just push the gas pedal down, because we're looking for specific returns. As a matter of fact, when I go into a deal with a guy like Jerry per se, Jerry's going to tell me what he thinks that deal is positioned to return for me in the form of cash on cash returns and in the form of equity growth. So I have to look at that deal and I have to go, that makes sense for my investing strategy, or it doesn't. If it doesn't, I'm out of the way. Jerry and I aren't going to do business in that particular deal, but that investing approach may work for somebody else in Lifestyles Unlimited. Okay, trust me, Jerry is not going to have problems finding other investors to come alongside him, because Jerry's one of those guys that produces returns. And that's the point I'm making. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not interested in mediocre, watered down returns like you get in a REIT. We're interested in putting the full talent and capability of our lead investors on display as they go forward and reposition those assets within the marketplace, thereby driving increases in cash flow, driving increases in values, and therefore getting us the returns that we're looking for. Having said all of that, the next thing that Jerry says, he says, inflation won't last. Okay. When we come back from the break, we're going to unpack that. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, Jerry said inflation won't last. Yeah, that's what he believes. That's based on the research that he's done. It's also based on commentary that Dr. Peter Linneman has put out. And I think they might be onto something, because they give an explanation as to why they think that the inflationary pressures that we're experiencing right now, they're real, they're here. This is why they don't think inflation's going to last, at least, you know, for the very long term. While we're seeing supply chain oriented inflation now, in other words, part of the reason the costs of goods and services are going up is the fact that there's a lack of goods and services available for us to consume, because those goods and services are either not available to us at all, or if they are available to us, how they're delivered to us is impacted. What does that mean? Okay, go to the grocery store. Yeah, remember the paper towel, toilet paper, all paper products debacle that we had back in the coronavirus era? Remember everybody was going to their favorite Costco or supermarket and they were hoarding everything. I mean, no other way to describe it. They were hoarding stuff. Okay, some of that's going on right now and has been going on literally right now. But I don't think it's as bad as the coronavirus stuff, because it's not a hoarding issue. It's not a hoarding issue. Now, I think the hoarders have already hoarded and therefore they don't need to hoard more, so they've got what they need. The other thing that's going on is there are people that would normally work in our supply chain that are not working in our supply chain. And as a result of that, some of those goods and services are not being processed to, first of all, be manufactured, and then second of all, to be delivered to the end user, i.e. you and me, wherever we like to get our end user stuff. And as a result of that, there are things that are missing from our grocery shelves. Now, I don't think we're going without. I mean, if you're looking for bleach, okay, that might be hard to find. It's difficult to find alternate products for things like bleach, but there are other types of cleaners out there that you could use. Same thing with bread. Okay, you're out of bagels. No bagels in the supermarket. All right, well, there's English muffins. You can buy the English muffins. So we're not terribly distraught. But because people are not working in our traditional systems that bring everything that we want as consumers to the marketplace, we're seeing a little bit of that supply chain snafu. That's what we're seeing. Okay, Jerry brings up some other points. These are actually really good points. And if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're a member of the Preferred Investor Group, the stuff that he's actually about ready to bring up, this will resonate with you. But I'm not going to bring it up because I know that the majority of you listening to me, you won't understand it. We haven't had the opportunity to educate you on, first of all, what it is that Jerry's about ready to talk about, and second of all, the significance of understanding that stuff. Yeah, we're going to move right past DSCR ratios and we're going to move on past some other stuff. Now, the last point that Linderman brings up that Jerry also echoes is the concept that they don't believe interest rates will rise much over the next 2 or 3 years. That's in complete contrast to, I would say, 9 out of 10 articles that I've been reading in my newsfeed. I mean, aren't you reading that stuff too? Inflation is here to stay, right? Okay, well, they think it's going to balance out. Interest rates, they're going to go up. They're going to creep right back up. We're going to be at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9% before you know it. Okay, you're seeing those articles too, right? All right. Well, Dr. Linderman and Jerry, they don't think that's really what's going to happen. And here's why. They say during COVID-19, savings rates had been held at extremely high rates, very high rates, and banks are flush with the cash they need to lend, which is very different than 2008 when people were going to the banks trying to take their money out of the banks, only to find the banks had maybe kind of closed down or kind of said, well, we'll get your money in a couple of weeks. You guys remember that, right? Okay, here's the other point they make. Lending would be competitive, and even if the discount rate rises, the discount rate is what, that's the mother of all interest rates. That's the thing that determines all the interest rates out there. It's called the discount rate, okay? Even if the discount rate rises, it's likely the spreads will compress, keeping rates within the 50 basis points where they are right now. Okay, got a little technical on you. Sorry for that, but some of you guys understand that stuff. The point they're making is that's very good news for all of us that maybe are considering major purchases in the future. because the cost of money is cheaper. It's also very good news for us if that holds true as a real estate investor. Part of the reason for that is I am looking to acquire real estate not only today, but I'm looking to acquire real estate in the next 3 to 6 months. An adjustment in that interest rate would have an effect on the returns that asset is able to provide. So as a result of that, I need to keep in mind the effect that rising interest rates could have on the returns that I'm looking to achieve in my investments. Now, if the interest rates stayed the same, that's even better. So in the back of my mind, I'm kind of thinking, all right, I'm gonna prepare for maybe a half point, possibly a 1 point rise over the next year. It could happen. Remember, the government controls things like interest rates. You don't control it. I don't control it. The government controls those things. Now, there are people that lobby the government that try and get the government to do certain things, and sometimes they win and sometimes they lose. To be honest with you, I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't care about any of that lobbying stuff because at the end of the day, I can't control it. All I can do is react to what is going on in the marketplace. Now, before I end the show today, I got an email from Anthony and Joyce. Now, they're Lifestyles Unlimited members that live up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'll tell you, you know, they just sent me a note to let me know how things are going. So this is what I love about Anthony and Joyce. They're first-time leads. In other words, they made a decision to change their life by learning how to correctly invest in apartment communities, and not just an apartment community that they own themselves, an apartment community that they own and they made available to people like me, other Lifestyles Unlimited members, so that we could get the benefit of investing with them. And I will tell you this, they have done an amazing job. Anthony sent me a note. He says, hey, I hope you're doing well and wanted to provide you an update on what we've been up to with how virtual everything has been. We've not had the time to get a lot of FaceTime with family, friends, and especially all of our fellow investors. So I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that I'm thinking about you and we'd love to hear from you. That was just a nice little note from Anthony, just letting me know that I'm important to him. Here's another thing that he put in his note. He said, you know, ever since we sold the first deal that we invested in as lead investors back in May of 2021, you remember May of 2021, we were still in coronavirus, right? The government was trying to put us back into lockdown. Well, Anthony and Joyce, they sold their first apartment community. And here's the beautiful thing. Their family has completely unplugged from life. Yeah, they've unplugged. They've turned the phones off except for important business stuff. They've totally focused on their families. And here's the other thing they've done. They've taken a lot of vacations. Yeah, they've been a lot of places. You know, since May of 2021, here's what Anthony told me. He says, we've been to Disney World. We went to Broken Bow. We went to Cancun. We went to Boulder. We went to Austin. Then we went back to Cancun because it was so much fun. And here's the thing. I don't think we're vacationed out. I don't think we're vacationed out. He goes on to say this. He says, for the first time in almost 15 years, Joyce and I were both free of any obligations. And it was a surreal feeling. Starting in 2021, Joyce started taking sabbaticals and she quit her W-2 job. We finally sold all of our single family rental homes that we had owned dating all the way back to 2010. And then in May, we sold that first deal. It is almost too strange to not have to bring our phones or our laptops or any of that electronic stuff with us on vacation. That right there is a result that you can obtain too. You can absolutely obtain the same result. All you got to do is get started. I'll tell you what, if you're ready to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. When you get there, sign up for our free workshop. That's where the rubber meets the road. We're going to get started. We'll give you everything you need to get started at that point, but you've got to get started.
thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.